Another day and another dollar lost for the country's sheep farmers.
Tēnā koe, Charlotte. Yes, sheep meat export prices are now down 30% on 2 years ago, while on-farm costs have climbed 20%. Many farmers that RNZ's spoken to say no sheep farmers that they know will be making money this year. Prominent Wairarapa sheep farmer Roger Barton says with all the media attention on public service job cuts in Wellington, people have forgotten that jobs are disappearing in regional centres too.
This normally brightens a sheep farmer's day, but there's not much to smile about at present. Roger Barton says there are three F's in farming at the moment. There's feed costs, financial strain, the other's an expletive. He says it's a major crisis, with farmers cutting costs where possible, but some, like rates, can't be. His South Wairarapa District Council rates are due to increase 15.3%, and insurance has increased fourfold over the past 8 years. As a result, he says farm inputs are being cut, and that's good for no one.
So I'm aware of one business where there's $120,000 worth of lime and fertiliser not going on, and that's just maintenance. We're not talking about increasing production, we're just talking about maintaining. And the same farm still ends up with an $88,000 deficit, sort of circa 8,000 stock units. So there's some pretty serious deficits looming.
He says the whole community is affected when primary producers are suffering financially.
The farm service industries are probably hurting more. You know, people who do fertiliser cartage, they're just about devoid of work at the moment. People who spray gorse, but they didn't do all of what they should have got done, so they're probably 40% shy of what I would have normally done. And that will be common. There's a lot less work in the rural community.
ANZ economist Susan Kilsby agrees very few, if any, sheep farmers will be in surplus this year. The Chinese market, which is where all New Zealand's mutton and half its lamb production goes, is weak.
We're not really expecting an improvement in international prices in the next 12 months or so. So cash flows are likely to deteriorate further over that time. And some people are finding it hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Ms Kilsby says there's a big slowdown in tractor sales and fertiliser use, and repairs and maintenance are being deferred.
Certainly seeing the impact of that in some of our rural areas. The confidence has just dropped considerably more than in other parts of the country.
For 45 years, Otago farmer David Botting has been enjoying his sheep and beef property, but this year's grim. Not the toughest ever, but one of the toughest. And it's on top of 3 years of drought. He knows of farmers working off-farm to make the books balance.
We're really scratching our heads to see how we can innovate, how we can, what changes we can make to the business to generate more income. Now, the wool industry's in dire straits. In the late 80s, we were getting $7 a kilo, and today we're lucky to get $2 a kilo.
Rural Support Trust Chair Neil Baitup says there's been a noticeable increase in calls from sheep farmers wanting financial advice. He says anyone needing help must ask. Thank goodness sheep farmers are optimists. Tomorrow, somewhere, the sun will shine.
That's Susan Murray. To other news, major meat company ANZCO's profits have more than halved. The Christchurch-based company has just reported a net profit after tax of $44 million for 2023. That's down from a nearly $107 million profit in 2022. The profits are standout considering other major players in the industry like Silverfern Farms and Alliance have posted big losses throughout last year. ANZCO Chief Executive Peter Conley says the global impact of rising cost and interest rates, as well as consumers facing higher living costs, well, they've hit the company. But he says there are some positive signs last year, including the COVID-19 recovery, bringing an upswing to tourism and restaurant business. An Ashburton farmer that's had a recent run-in with the Canterbury Regional Council is calling out the hypocrisy of its chair, who's stepped down, after making claims he was farming illegally. Peter Scott stood down as chair last week, pending an investigation into his farming activity. During a recent interview with Newstalk ZB, Mr Scott said two of his own consent applications for irrigation had been delayed by another government agency, meaning he was operating illegally. Ashburton farmer Daryl Buttrick, who in February fought the council over diverting water into the dried up Green Street Creek, well, he's amazed Mr Scott voiced his breaches publicly.
The fact that in the role he is in, he should have been squeaky clean. He's the one that's implementing all this stuff in hand and all the pain that's been inflicted on everyone, particularly with regarding the consent review, and here he is fiddling the figures at the end of it.
He says the regional council's reliance on consultants and a culture of delay must change.
There needs to be a culture change within the whole outfit, and I'm buggered if I can see it. You know, it's just the Green Street Creek thing, I'd like to be an inadequacy of the outfit. Someone's got to have the nous to do it, otherwise nothing will ever change. After all, they're about managing resources, not just hammering a sector and, turning it into a business and a gravy train.
That's Daryl Buttrick, and an investigation into Peter Scott is expected to take several weeks. The price to buy a gold kiwifruit licence has come off the eye-watering highs of 2 years ago. Each year, Zespri releases licences to grow Sun Gold kiwifruit. It held the first of two auctions yesterday, where the price was nearly $452,000 a hectare, GST inclusive. That's down from $678,000 last year and a median price of $920,000 a hectare in 2022. Only growers who want to convert their green orchards to gold could bid in yesterday's auction, and there's another auction tomorrow. And finally, the latest OECD economic survey for New Zealand says the agriculture sector needs to do a better job of measuring on-farm greenhouse gas emissions if it wants to reduce them. It acknowledges a lack of suitable techniques available to do so, and in preparation for an emissions pricing model, support must continue to develop emissions reduction technologies. And that's the Rural News for today. Kia pai, tō rā.